This is episode number 2116 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Sophia Richie, famous daughter of Lionel Richie, as a matter of fact, was seen out shopping this week, and she's got her favorite ugly Christmas sweater on. There's a picture of it, and it's got a picture of her dad, Lionel, on the front. And it says, "Slay you, slay me." Kind of like his famous song from 1985, "Say you, say me." Yeah, that got snapped. And then she posted a picture wearing a red sweatshirt with her dad's picture on it that says, "Easy like Christmas morning." If you know the Commodores, if you know the Commodores and that song, "Easy like Sunday morning, easy like Christmas morning." So, Sophia, you're looking much better without that guy hanging on your arm called Scott Disick. That's all we're saying, by golly. She's got a boyfriend. Elliot Grange. She's got a boyfriend. And good for her, by golly.
Now, see, the sweater should have a sleigh with Lionel Richie.
With Lionel Richie, driving the sleigh, right?
Yeah, and his head, like one of those big heads looking straight at you. Like, you know, a big old smile on his face. Slay you, slay me.
Slay you, slay me. All right, there you go. On. Even Sophia Richie getting festive with us. It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, believe it or not, after 18 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, Ellen Pompeo is ready to pull the plug on the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not wow. I think she's wanted to for a while.
Well, you know, she plays Dr. Meredith Grey.
Yeah. When was the last time you watched Grey's Anatomy?
It's been a hot minute.
I mean, has it been more than 10 seasons? I mean, did you watch more than 8 seasons of that show?
I don't know how long I watched. I was still watching it when McDreamy was on it.
Well, see, here's the deal about a show that goes 18 flipping years. Remember Bewitched? The show Bewitched? They ran out of ideas, and in the middle of the series, when they changed Darren's, they just redid the shows with the old Darren with the new Darren. They changed nothing. They didn't change the scripts. They didn't do anything. It was like, what the heck? So I got to imagine some of that's got to be going on in Shonda Rhimes' head. I mean, where does she come up with these ideas?
Well, Ellen, she's ready to say it's
she's really, ready to cut.
She said, "I've been trying to focus on convincing everybody else that it should end." So she says, "I feel like I'm the super naive one who keeps saying, but what's the story going to be? What story are we going to tell?" And everyone's like, "Who cares, Ellen? It makes a gazillion dollars."
She shouldn't care. Now, she's had work for 18 years.
Yes.
And at this point in her career, she's so typecast, I don't think she's going to get really significant other work outside of Hallmark movies. Because, seriously, I mean, she's Meredith Grey, and nobody is ever going to see her as anything different.
Well, she's on infomercials.
Oh, that's right. She's on the Cindy Crawford infomercial.
Yes.
Because she's now of an age that she needs the skin cream, the Miracle Skin Cream. I've seen this. Don't ask me how I know this, but they play it like every other morning on the Discovery Channel. So, you know.
It's on HGTV Network.
Anyway.
Yeah, believe me, I've seen that too.
Nah.
So there's only one person, though, who can say when it's time to go, is Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah.
And Shonda says that she takes full responsibility for that win, or if everybody gets mad at me. She goes,
gets mad at her,
you know. So she takes full responsibility. She said that, I've written the end of that series, I want to say, a good 8 times.
Wow.
And all of those things have already happened, so I give up on that.
Right. It's still around, kids. I don't think you're going to miss anything.
Well, it looks like Kimmy K may have gotten some of that PDD.
PDD?
Both Pete Davidson and Kimmy, they've been spotted leaving each other's place after the weekend in New York.
What?
Yeah. Now, Pete reportedly spent the night at Kim Kardashian's New York City hotel.
Oh, you mean the walk of shame. That's what they've been caught with.
This was no walk of shame.
Okay.
Because when Pete was photographed outside Kim's hotel, he flashed a big old Pete smile for the paparazzi.
Oh, my God.
On the flip side, Monday afternoon, because, why not on an afternoon on a Monday?
Well, yeah. They got
Kim was spotted leaving Pete's Staten Island condo.
Uh-huh.
Now, There's where the walk of shame comes in. Because Kim was trying not to get noticed because she was wearing a big old floppy hat.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. But Pete decided to spend the weekend with Kim instead of performing on SNL.
Right.
Which was stripped down to this week anyway due to COVID numbers New York.
At the very last minute, they changed the show. They shoot off the audience. No audience. They had nobody in studio. They shoot off the band. The musical guest was sent home. Yeah, because the Omicron in New York's a mess.
Well, and Pete was like, hey, I got plans.
I got plans anyway.
Don't count.
My gal's in town.
I'm volunteering.
I'll take the weekend off. My gal's in town. I want to show her a good time.
Yeah.
She was in New York all weekend. Who was watching the kids?
I don't know.
Maybe it was Kanye's weekend.
Maybe.
There's something there, obviously. I mean, everybody says that Kim's like, well, she's just having a good time or whatever. Maybe she is. Maybe she is.
Maybe this is
nothing serious. Yeah, I hope she doesn't hurt him. He seems like one of those guys that can get hurt pretty easily.
Mm.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Ariana Grande broke his heart.
Well, and he's rebounded quite nicely.
Well, I know, but he's like, has he kept anybody? I mean, you know.
No, and maybe it's because she did break his heart. I don't know.
here's my whole
Pete Davidson
take on this thing. They met when she was the host on SNL.
Uh-huh.
He kissed her in a skit.
Yes.
Where they played Aladdin
and Jasmine.
Uh-huh. And he was smitten. And I think she's like living off of the whole high of, whoa, man, I can get a guy that's, you know, 27 or 28 years old, you know. Look how hot I am. You know, I mean, seriously.
I don't think she has a problem with self-confidence.
I got that. Yeah, I don't think she's got a problem. Obviously, she doesn't have a problem seeing him or being seen with him. They went to a movie.
They did.
It was very out there. They've been holding hands around, whatever. Has she even been home from New York in the last 2 weeks? I don't know. Anyway, so good for them, by golly. Good for them.
Oh, sure.
I hope somebody's watching Halle Berry's kids, too, for goodness sake. Maybe it's... No, that doesn't work. She's got two exes. Anyway, and I'm neither of them. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I kind of am, too.
Is she in your future ex-wife's book?
Oh, don't even start with that. All right, we'll have more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.